It is the show. It's ESPN Radio, 103.3 FM, Mount McLaren, DJ Ringenberg. As we continue here live on location today in Arlington, I-30 and Ballpark Way at Dickey's Barbecue. Would love to see you out here, so swing by, grab some great barbecue. But right now, we jump into it. Excited to welcome him back as he gets ready for yet another year with the Mean Green of North Texas head football coach Seth Luttrell. How are you, Coach?
Man, how y'all doing?
We're good, man. Appreciate you jumping on and spending some time with us here. I know you're coming off of practice. What do you see this year? Last year, man, you guys 9-5. You're rolling. You're 9-3. A couple of tough losses to end the season. How do you take that experience from last year and roll it into continuing to compete, hopefully for that Conference U.S. title here in 2018?
Well, it was nice that we had the opportunity this past year to do a lot of good things and have the opportunity to play in these championship games and, playing a bowl game. And, I know our men learned a lot from those, especially the last two games. And, really didn't end the way we wanted to as coaches and or players. And, the great thing about it was is they were hungry when they got back after Christmas break. And they've put in a lot of work this offseason. You know, we have, 17 returning starters. Which will be a group that'll be, really experienced. And they played a lot of games now. Some of those young guys we played earlier are starting to grow up. Mason being in after year two and having started a number of games, I think his confidence is, his confidence and his leadership are really growing, and he's doing a lot of special things. So, we're really excited about the season. But, it's a tough conference. And as said, last year we won seven games. And out of those seven games, I think four of them were by 10 points or less. So it's a lot of great coaches, a lot of great players. We have our work cut out for us, but we're excited for the challenge and looking forward to going out there and compete.
You mentioned Mason Fine. Obviously, you're a very, very good quarterback there at North Texas. He puts up big numbers. That offense with Graham Harrell, of course, is kind of made for that. But what would you like to see from him this year to improve even on what you saw from him last year?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just taking care of the football. Last year, turnovers really hurt, especially those last couple games. We got to be smarter with the football and understand that, at times we got to manage the game better. And, turnovers and penalties kill you. But, we also need to make sure we stay ahead of the chains. At times, we took a little bit too many sacks this past year. So we just got to manage the game a little bit better. But I think he's really grown the offseason. He's been a kid that he's gotten bigger, stronger, and faster. You have to kick him out of the weight room. You're going home at night at 6 o'clock, and he's going back in for a second workout. So he's extremely, he's obsessed with it. And the way he's working in the off season is giving him an opportunity to really become a strong leader for us. And I'm really excited to see the way he plays this season. I think he's had one of the best off season I've seen from a quarterback.
With so many quarterbacks in the area, how did so many other programs miss on Mason Fine? Because he was just absolutely tremendous last year for y'all.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I don't know how they missed on him. I think it's probably like anything, and he knows it. I mean, he's not as he doesn't have all the measurables. He's 5'10", and coming out of high school, he's probably 165, 170 pounds. And I think. But when it came down for two of us, I mean, you watch his highlight tape, and then you go to his game tape, and you start breaking down his game tape compared to the other quarterbacks you're looking for. Is a no-brainer for us. He really fit our system. Knew he was a smart kid. I was blessed and fortunate to have known his head coach that, shot me straight on everything and his strengths, his weaknesses, and felt like for us he would be a great fit. And we're really excited to have him. But he's one of those guys. He has that chip on his shoulder. He understands why he was probably overlooked, but at the same time he doesn't he kind of uses it as fuel and continues to grow and get better each and every day. And we're blessed to have him.
And it seems like as you're developing your program there that you are going to have to hit on a couple of those guys that aren't necessarily the peak measurables, but guys that understand the game. And I think that you saw last year a lot of your guys buying in, and you've actually got the fan base buying in as well. So everything looking positive and pointing in the right direction for you in the program. What are some of the toughest parts that you've experienced in making that transition there since taking over in North Texas?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just building relationships. I think that's the huge part of any program, along with your coaches and your players. building that relationship, making sure everybody's on the same page, pulling the rope in the same direction. Everybody's on board with your culture, what we're holding each other accountable to our standards. You know, that's the biggest challenge, and it takes time and trust and, you know, and building those relationships. But the longer you're together, I think one of the biggest things that, you know, happened for us this past year was we kept our assistant coaches. There was a lot of guys that went out and there was a lot of guys that had opportunities to move to other programs and maybe, you know, even take steps up. But, you know, they understand what we're trying to get accomplished here. We have a very special place here. Our administration's awesome. Our president's unbelievable. And so it's a special place. And so, you know, not having to coach your coaches in the offseason, everybody understands the standard. I think we're much further along because of, you know, keeping coaches and having a lot of returners. There's a lot of chemistry there still from last year's team. So we got to continue to build on that and keep growing and getting better. And we have a long way to go, but I'm really excited about where we're at this point.
Talking to North Texas head football coach Seth Luttrell here on the show on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM. SMU is a team that obviously non-conference, but one that you guys have started to play kind of regularly every year the last few years. It's been a tough one. Do you guys kind of circle that as a rivalry game, even though it's not a conference game?
Yeah, absolutely. As someone that they're right down the road from us, take great pride, and our fans do, and our players as well. You know, you grow up in this area, and you right down the street from us. We recruit against each other. We play against each other, and it's a huge game for us. And again, I think Coach Dykes is going to do an unbelievable job with that program. Good friend of mine. We know each other very well. You know, good family friends, and at the same time, you know, at times you got to play your friends in this business. And you know, game one, it'll be a special time. It'll be a special game, not only you know, for our players and our fans, but it'll be really exciting to get back out there and compete against a team that has beaten us the last couple of years.
Really impressed with the way that you've been able to turn things around so fast there at the program. So here in DFW, you've got such a rich talent pool to pick from. If you were talking to, hypothetically, a recruit right now from the Dallas area that's looking at a lot of different schools, how are you selling kids on what you're doing there at North Texas?
First and foremost, you know, we talk about our university. What we have is a Tier 1 university that you're getting one of the top, you know, 100 educations in the United States. You talk about over 250,000 alumni across the DFW area. And then you talk about our sports program, our athletic director, our president, giving us the resources necessary to be successful. And you're going to come here, not only get a great education, but you're going to, you know, be able to compete for championships and go to bowl games and, you know, be able to compete in postseason play. And, you know, you're going to be around great men, great mentors, great coaches that not only care about what you do on the football field, but truly care about mentoring you not only for the next 4 to 5 years of your life, but really it's about the next 40 to 50 years of your life and the relationships we build and how we help each other grow.
As we look more at the team on the field this year, I know a lot of North Texas fans are going to be curious about this. As you mentioned, you got a lot of experience coming back. Mason Fine, a lot of those wide receivers are back. Jeffrey Wilson, however, not back. That's 1,200 yards you got to replace, 16 touchdowns. How do you fill that hole?
Well, it's challenging. Losing a guy like Jeffrey is it's difficult, and you got to overcome it by a group. I mean, you got to make sure that that group understands that you got to elevate their game, and they got to, you know, sometimes it's not just one guy. Maybe it's a group, and sometimes it's not just that running back group. We got to you know, rise to the occasion at offensive line, making sure we do a much better job of blocking and creating holes for our running backs, our quarterbacks, our receiver. Everybody has to take pressure off, you know, that position, which, again, we lost a great player. But I really like where our running back group's at. I think we got a lot of depth, guys that can make plays for us. You know, but it's challenging to overcome and losing a guy like Jeffrey. But I'm excited about this group, and I know we'll be able to overcome it as a team. But not only Jeffrey, you look at some other guys we lost. We lost a couple guys on defense that have a lot of experience, some guys that had a lot of starts for us that were great leaders. And then probably one of our other most important losses was Trevor Moore, our field goal kicker, who was automatic, won a lot of games for us. And we got to continue to develop that position and make sure that we get guys in there that can continue to put points on the board for us.
Coach, appreciate your time here tonight. Wishing you a lot of success there. Really impressed with what you've been able to do with that program. And the arrow definitely pointing up for you boys. Glad you joined us today. Good luck on the season.
Matt, DJ, I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
There he goes, Seth Luttrell.